testing. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Okay, so this morning the passage is from 2 Kings chapter 5. We'll be reading from verse 1 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master and highly respected, because by him the Lord has given victory to Aram. The man was also a vigilant warrior, but he was a leper. Now the Aramians has gone out in bands and has taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife. He said to his mistress, "I wish that my master were with the prophet who was in Samaria. Then he would cure his leprosy." Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus spoke the girl who is from the land of Israel." Then the king of Aram said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." He departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 changes of clothes. Verse 6, he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "And now as this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may cure him of leprosy. When the king of Israel read the letter, he torn his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man is sending words to me to cure a man of his leprosy? But consider now and see how he is seeking quarrel against me." It happens when Elisha, the man of God, heard the king of Israel has torn his clothes, that he sent the word of the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Now let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman was furious and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on to the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not the Arbana and Pharpar, the river of Damascus, better than all the water of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went away in rage. Then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, have the prophet told you to do something, to do some great thing? Would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be cleansed'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was cleansed. When he returned to the man of God with all his company, and he came and stood before him, and he said, "Behold, now I know that there is no God in the earth but in Israel. So please take a present from your servant now." But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will take nothing." And he urged him to take it, but he refused. But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will take nothing." And he urged him to take it, but he refused. Naaman said, "If not, please let your servant at least be given 2 mule loads of earth, for your servant will no longer offer burnt offering, nor will he sacrifice to other God but to the Lord." This morning is a longer passage. It's a story about, it's like an Old Testament salvation story in the Old Testament time, where someone actually bring a Gentile, a non-Jew person to come to know God. And in this morning, I want to particularly focus on 2 characters. The first one is the little girls that was just mentioned almost bypassing this in verse 2. It talk about that little girl being captive, a little girl from that from Israel, being captive and being sent to a foreign land. She was a slave, working under, you know, the mistress, the wife of Naaman. And you see that, you know, the whole change of events just now, we were reading through a story, talk about this great man, this great warrior, that he won all the war and all this, but yet he have a disease. He is a leprosy. And how he come to encounter with God and be healed by God and be transformed and come to know God. And all this through this little girl who actually mentioned to his master, "I wish my master, verse 3, I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, and then he would cure him of his leprosy." You know, a lot of time we do a lot of outreach, we talk about marketplace ministry, we talk about, you know, we evangelize to our friends, to our colleagues and all this. A lot of time, you know, it doesn't have to be great things. It could be, it talk about, here's the little girl. If you look at the text about the little girl, it could be understand as someone who's young, or could mean that someone is insignificant. It doesn't have to be someone that is great, you know, preacher or, you know, evangelist or, you know, doing all this, but anyone who believe in God, anyone who have faith in God. Look at the verse, that the comment made by the little girl, "I wish my master would have been in Samaria with the prophet." She simply stating a fact, it's almost like his faith is ingrained already in his life. This faith that he know that if his master come to know God, he will be healed. And he say it in such a confidence and such a matter of fact. Couple of weeks ago, I think, if you have heard about this little girl, this little Jewish girl, that died, baby girl, 2 years old, she died 2 weeks ago in America. And she's quite famous in a sense that she has, suffered from this really rare bone disease, and her parents actually put in on the blog about how she was, you know, looking for bone marrow donors and all this, and it come to so well known that she has actually 6,000 fans on the Facebook, and people offer donation of the bone marrow. I think as a result of that, 21 person was benefit, and she was accepted a donation, a transplant 5 months ago, but unfortunately she died. But as a result, you know, of this whole incident of one insignificant, well, wouldn't say insignificant, but one little girl that actually moved a lot of people in the world. And similarly, I want to highlight to you guys is that sometimes it doesn't have to be great thing that, you know, miracle or whatever that you exercise, but we all play a part in people's journey of faith. Like this little girl, she is a pointer, pointing to someone who, you know, who pointing someone to God, pointing someone to go to seek God, and doesn't even have to be the one who do the healing. But everyone counts. Every little act that you live out your faith, it counts. I remember when I was in college, I wasn't a Christian much later, but I was backpacking in America for almost over a month, and I remember I was in a Buffalo train station. Because of the time delay, I have to wait at the station for 6 hours. It's really boring, nothing to do, it's very small stations, and I met up with this lady. I'm no longer in contact with her, but it's just like bypassing because we wait for 6 hours in the train station. And she was a Christian. She is a Christian, and I remember those times I wasn't a believer, and she wasn't really trying to evangelize to me and say, "Oh, you have to believe in God." But she's simply sharing story about how her faith was, her faith journey was. I remember she was telling me she was like a born Christian. Everything is about ritual. She go to mass, you know, go to church service. It mean nothing to her. And until one day, a few friend of hers come and ask her to do Bible study. And as she continued to dig deeper into the Word of God changed her life. And we were in talks about, you know, religions and different things, like during that 5-6 hours, a long chat. And up until this day, I still remember not how it impacted me coming to faith, but how it impacted me during my faith journey. Because one thing that she highlighted to me is the Word of God that have that transformative power, how it changed her life and her family's life. And so even back then, I have no concept about Christianity. I remember this little seed being planted. So I just want to highlight to you guys this morning is that, you know, we could be like that little girl that we nothing much need to be done sometime, but it's how you ingrained the faith into your life with the convictions that God given us. And in living for this little girl, it's like she experienced God, she believed in God, and she in her life and in her walk and in her speech, she showed that these convictions and being the pointer. And and the other person that I'm talking about salvation story, I probably don't have enough time this morning, but I want to talk about is how Lehman come to Jesus. It's almost like, it's not Jesus, but like come to God. It's almost like a salvation story that you see that, you know, from verse 1 is at the very beginning, it say that he was a captain and God given him the victory for the country. From the very beginning, God is already with him, but he wasn't aware of it. And towards the end, at the end, he proclaimed there's no other God but one God, and he will not make any offering to any other God. And through that incident, through this encounter, which I won't go through, you probably go home and read more about it and could look through how he God transformed his life, where he laid down his perceptions, how God would do his miracle. Before, he was expecting someone great on the stage or, you know, come out and, you know, call out the name of God. But here, Elisha only simply asking him to go and dip into the water. And doesn't have to be, you know, special, you know, holy water. It could be any water, but it's obedience that you discard whatever preconception that you have, but follow the voice of God, follow the Word of God to take that step and life be transformed. So So want to highlight again 2 points. One is that, you know, in our daily walk with God, be bold to talk about God in whatever, but it doesn't have to be, you know, right in people's face, but really it's your own testimony, how you experience God and how it's a conviction to you. And the second part is that, you know, for transformation, for us to experience the transformation of life, all I want to highlight quickly to you is that obedience. A lot of time we have our perceptions, but taking that obedience and try it out and see how God transforms. So let's bow our head and just spend some time. And reflect one incident that you felt that you could have shared about God. Maybe during your workplace, maybe with your coworker, maybe with your friends, but there are times that, you know, the longer we stay in church, I find also for myself too, the courage to share what God's doing in our lives sometimes it's not as urgent as before. So, God, I just ask you to reveal to my brother and sister this morning one incident that they could have shared with friends or other people about God, but they have not. And I would like to invite you to pray for that particular person that you did not. And also ask God to reveal to you what have stopped you from sharing. Sometimes it could be just the timing is not right. So we don't have to blame ourselves. But if the timing is right, but it's just that particular time that you just lack of the courage or you just didn't have the convictions, let's go before God and just ask. God, convict us first. Before we can be a testimony, before we can be a witness, we need that faith in us. The faith of the little girl, so a matter of fact that you are the healer. There's no doubt about it. There's only one God, there's no doubt about it. We need the convictions. We need that conviction to every part of our life, so that it would just come out so easily. Father, we pray for the person that you showed to my brother and sister this morning. A person that they want to reach out. We spend some time and just pray for that person. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you that you probably heard about the butterfly effect, right? That, you know, flappers of the wings of a butterfly in Hong Kong probably cause a typhoon in Beijing. And I pray, this is my prayer this morning for you guys and for myself too, that even things that so insignificant that we do, a little things that we do, that we the little thing that we do for God, or a little testimony, or little, you know, acts of care to the people that around us, all this will have impact on a person's spiritual journey. We may not remember their names, you know, many years later, but we believe that God, you do what amazing thing in their life, because you love them more than we love them. God, we ask you also give us boldness, not to be afraid to mention you. Give us wisdom, not to make it offensive for people. Teach us the way that you want us to live our every day, so that our integrity is intact, so that, you know, for whatever we do, we can be a witness with the things that we do, not just with the things that we said.
Lord, it was you.
Let's turn to today's prayer focus. Let's pray for our community, for those like we have been praying every day, for those family members that have suffered cancer or still undergo chemotherapies or radiotherapies. So let's pray for them. That's on the list.
Thank you.
also pray for those who have suffered various illness, but and who do not know God yet. Just like today's story about Naaman, that he these people will come to know God, come to experience God, have that transformative experience, that transformative power of God, not just physically but also spiritually. Also pray for those that members, you know, family members whose family are suffering too. Pray for God's comfort for them as well. So, so let's pray for our brother sister who's a lot looking for job, like John King, Su Jin, Katarina, Pearl, Juhi, and Haish. Let's pray for them that God will open doors for them as they see employment. And also those are members that being not mentioned on the list, they are, I know a few of them still looking for jobs, so just pray for the congregation who members who are looking for jobs. Also this morning, let's lift up the local ministry that we have been supporting, and also pray for local churches that as they every day they continue to abide in God and continue to do the good work that God has created them to do. Pray for YWAM, Face to Face, Jensen College, Feed the Hungry, Christian Solidarity Worldwide. Let's continue to lift them up. So let's pray for the worship team, the sound and media team, welcoming team, hospitality, and barista ministry. That all these will be most busiest during Sunday. So let's pray, lift them up for the preparation work for the coming Sunday. So tonight's Hout Church, let's pray for McCain Hout Church. Pray for wonderful fellowship time, and as they learn more, discuss more on prayer, and get connected with God and with each other. Also, also over this weekend, from tonight to Sunday morning, the Igape, Pastor Salamat, myself, and also our teachers, and I do, help serving in the ministry, having a teacher's retreat. So pray for continued download from God, and also God really minister to the teachers as they continue to serve, and pray for the retreat. Also, let's also pray for the Sunday service, the Noah's Art, the youth group that's all happening this weekend. And also, Katie will be sharing a testimony this Sunday. So also, let's pray for Katie. May her testimony be a witness to encourage. Father God, we just give thanks to you this morning. Thank you for being with us this early day. And I pray that, you know, your presence be be so strong and be with my brother and sister as they go by every day. They know that they can connect to you 24/7. They know that anytime they can reach out to you. Father, I just ask you to empower my brothers and sisters, Lord. Give them both boldness and courage when they meet people that do not know you, or people who know you, but they need that support. They need that advice that is from you. And I really pray for that intimacy for my brothers and sisters, so that, you know, whatever that's coming from their mouth is from you. And Father God, we just want to give thanks to you once again for loving us. You are the great God who created us. You created the universe with your fingers. But yet, you love us so much. And we are grateful. We are thankful for that. Thank you, Father God. We love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.